To Colorado now. The Centers for Disease Control report that suicide among young people has tripled since the 1940s. About 4,600 people between the ages of 10 and 24 commit suicide every year. And Colorado has one of the highest rates. Well, the state's attorney general recently funded a $2.8 million initiative for pediatric mental health. And as the Mountain West News Bureau's Ali Budner reports, that includes funding for better resources in schools.
Camille Vallée is a junior at Goal Academy in Pueblo, Colorado. She wants to become a zoologist, and just like any high schooler, she says sometimes she feels stressed.
Yeah, what's stressful is, you know, getting your classes done, stuff on time.
But she says the stresses at her old school were way worse.
There was this, like, one set group of bullies that just bullied everyone, and, like, they would talk about me in the bathrooms when I was there. They would just call me names and just were really mean.
She says she tried to reach out for help.
I first took a stance by going to my teacher and telling her, and then she went to the principal, but that didn't do anything, so my mom got involved, but they didn't do anything for that either. Like, even I got bullied by the teachers.
How did that feel?
It felt terrible. Like, you couldn't do anything, like you were trapped.
To make things worse, it was bad at home as well. Her father had left the family, and her sister was struggling with suicidal thoughts. It was all too much. Camille dropped out, and her mom homeschooled her until they found Goal Academy, a charter program with high schools around Colorado. Both she and her sister enrolled.
It's a really open place to just talk, to get your feelings out, to say what's going on.
That's the environment Carolyn Gary strives for. Gary is the chief strategy officer for Goal Academy.
We've had students that have come back to us and they've said, because you reached out to me and you cared and you asked me how I was doing, that got me to tomorrow. That's huge.
She says Goal Academy has always made mental well-being a priority. A lot of the students are high risk in terms of mental health struggles, but she says it was a cluster of suicides 2 years ago that made them reevaluate and ramp up that focus even further.
How could we move from looking at it from a crisis perspective and after the fact to really getting upstream and finding out what is happening before, you know, that student really jumps into the river and you're trying to get them out.
She decided that getting upstream would require several strategies, starting with implementing the suicide prevention program, Sources of Strength. It's a nationwide program that encourages peer-led support groups where students help each other recognize the people they can turn to and trust in their lives. Gary says the program has been really successful, but she still had a burning question. Why the high suicide rate? Was it because Colorado was growing and support services weren't keeping up? Was it funding?
Or is it the fact that we, as a group, have not said, hey, this is a problem, and let's get into each and every community and sit and listen to what that community needs to get ahead of it?
So she was excited when she found out a statewide nonprofit had done exactly that.
We spent the last year researching best practices around school-based mental health.
Andrew Romanoff directs Mental Health Colorado. He and his colleagues traveled around the state hosting conversations with schools, families, communities, and professionals. They then distilled what they found into a mental health toolkit for schools.
10 strategies, in fact, that schools can pursue, whether it means screening kids or putting more mental health professionals in the school building or building social and emotional learning into the curriculum.
The 60-page guide is available for free online and also includes tips on how to find funding for some of the things they recommend. Now, some new state funding might help make things easier. The Colorado Attorney General just issued a nearly $3 million grant. It will go towards better childhood mental health resources for rural areas and pediatric hospitals, as well as the implementation of Romanoff's mental health toolkit statewide. Carolyn Gary at Goal Academy in Pueblo strongly believes schools will benefit from using the toolkit. But she also thinks there's one daily solution that doesn't require toolkits, training, or extra funding at all.
And it's about ensuring students who feel they are invisible and not known to make sure that they are visible and they are known.
For Here and Now, I'm Ali Budner.